Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
Can anybody fill us in on what we were doing? I recall that we were...
Yes, good start.
I made some notes.
What? Brilliant.
Who are you and what have you done with Nick?
Shimmer, I have got...
You're a good influence on him.
1846, Snarby Court, Grizzly Murder.
Snarby Court, yes.
Gideon Devilray, murdered by guest Peter Letting.
Yes,
who turned out to be a close friend of Gideon.
I mean, it's not explicitly Devilray, it is Devilray, but, you know, close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like people who say that their name is Diaf. They're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
Bastard. The bastards live near us, actually. And then underneath I've written, for reasons best known to a previous version of myself, Edgar, Fiona Goodnight.
Yes, they are two of the servants.
Ah. Is Ambrose a servant?
Ambrose, Tyler, Mildred Lowe.
Oh yeah, she's there too.
Edgar Lowe. And the...
Did he?
We are...
Yep. We've had it before. I think it's something to do with Tina's setup, but it doesn't come out on recording.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. We'll find it soon.
We get echoes of everybody else, which I think may be going through your system and therefore aren't being heard by you. But don't worry about it, because it doesn't bugger the recording, so...
And it's not particularly annoying or anything. It's just kind of there. It's not one of those, like, you can't hear anyone sort of things. So, So Mildred and Edgar Lowe are the sort of middle-aged couple. Ambrose Tyler, you haven't seen. He went to town to get some things and hasn't returned, and they've been grumbling about him having, you know, gone to the pub, which appears to be a running theme of that particular gentleman. And Fiona Goodnight, who is the girl who is helping out with stuff.
Right.
And you are studiously steering away from Professor Zane.
What's Mrs. Goodnight's name again? Mrs. Lowe's name again?
Mildred.
I mean, if we were 100 years later, Fiona Goodnight would have a role in the Ian Fleming book, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, presumably Ian Fleming moves in at some point.
Isn't there somebody called Goodnight?
Yeah, Holly Goodnight?
Yeah.
I think because it's a Goodnight, sir. Goodnight.
And Bond's probably like, oh, it will be when I stick my penis in you, you know, something like
that. It's along those lines, yes.
He has more subtlety, but only slightly.
Only slightly. Very little, actually. I remember that particular scene.
So the murder accompanied some kind of pet slaughtering, as
yes.
I recall.
We were pretty upset by the pets.
We were more distressed by the pets being slaughtered. And now the place is rumoured to be haunted.
Yes.
And then the grandfather bought the place. The place,
yes.
Was it a hotel? And then it
nope.
closed down.
Nope.
It was just a house.
He bought it as a hunting lodge.
Hunting lodge, the same thing.
And he used bits of it when he was hunting and just kept the rest, you know, under dust sheets.
So it's basically been, for the most part, abandoned since not long after the murder.
Mm-hmm.
But there is rumours of a haunting.
Yeah, I mean, it's prime material for people to say it's haunted. And they duly do. And you've found various handouts relating to haunting.
Okay, yes, we have. Which we may need to refresh our memory with.
Yeah.
In our defence, it's actually been 2 weeks since we played this. Not
it has.
That's true. Well spotted.
Trying to remember. I believe you found. Do you want me to put these in here?
Yes.
Folk tales of old Lincolnshire. Not that one. Death of Gideon de Villeray. Death of Gideon de Villeray. Did you find that?
I should think so. No.
Haven't found that. I think you found a. Yeah, I don't know. I've looked at all of these things so many times.
You can't remember which ones
you have seen.
Already picked up. Right.
So I will pop the. You've got at least these two and possibly others from the handouts.
Massive armoured mobility scoot.
No, not that one. Very similar. You have the map of Snarby Court.
Yes.
Which you had obtained.
Hadn't we just found the book?
You have just found the diaries of Colonel Talleyrand.
Right. Hang on, I haven't got the... damn it, I must have closed the tab.
Can you drop the link in the signal chat? Jim?
Of course. I shall put it in both. There you go.
Oh. Spoiled for choice, isn't it? Colonel Talleyrand. Was it the Talleyrands who owned the place originally? No.
No, he's the one who bought it.
We're looking at the place for
the Talleyrand
child.
Yes. Childest, perhaps.
Who has grown up now, but he was once a child.
He was once a child. It's true.
As is traditional.
Yeah.
Lucius Talleyrand. Probably a decent chap or something.
I think you've got to
So we found it. Some stuff, didn't we, in the...
Mm-hmm.
Safe in Snarby Court.
You did. You opened the safe. You found some paperwork. A lot of it not very interesting. You found the diaries, which were not in the safe. You also found a ring with a large emerald, which you believe is reasonably valuable and Italian. Which Talleyrand is put in a pocket, and you have dissuaded him from carrying it. There's a family tree. You've located the family tree, which will be... Yeah, I haven't made an actual family tree, I'm sorry.
That's not like you.
I know.
Is it at least a plausible shape? You know, not a straight line or a loop or anything.
A Mobius strip.
Let me just make sure I've got the name of this correct. There you go. That one. So you think you're getting on for about 5% of the handouts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there was horrible... aside from the murder thing, the broken crockery and spilled vases. And a small fire that damaged a shed.
Mm.
And a workman who fell off his ladder.
It? Yeah.
And that's...
And there was that goat that took ill. You know,
clearly,
that horse becoming Pope.
Hmm?
No mere coincidence can explain these things. It must be the supernatural.
But the goats of Yew Tree Meadow never get ill.
Mm.
The diaries of Colonel Lee Talleyrand we just found, did we?
Yeah, and I have now separated it from the other handout that it was stuck to, so feel free to read it.
The Colonel spent only a small proportion of his time in Snarby Court, so little can be found here. These are some extracts. June 1849. Expected the place with me lawyer. The price is negligible because of superstition about the murder.
Nothing to worry a sensible man. Much work needs doing, but I see no point paying to put it all in order when I only need a quiet place to live for a few months out of season.
He's sliding.
He's one of those fake colonels.
The rest can stay undercover until I decide what to do with it. It's the eyes that are throwing me.
Surely
until I decide what to do with it.
Moving towards South Africa, I think.
Does someone want to do August?
I could go on.
Okay.
You can. It's very, very entertaining.
Thank you, Dina.
August 1849. The men have been piling up what can't be salvaged. There are piles of looking glasses. Apparently the lunatic had a particular hatred of them. Old de Villeray must have been vain indeed to own so many. The one in the salon I must have restored since I planned to make the sitting room of it. Some of the doors are also damaged and must be repaired. It seems young de V must have tried to lock the fellow in. They said an axe was found. Ghastly business. Lots of mirrors, eh?
He hates them.
Well, why were there so many there, then?
November 1849, had the servant clear out old de Villeray's study. A lot of peculiar books and knick-knacks the old hellhound had. Sent most of it up to the attics. I suppose some might be valuable.
No, it's when I get to an eye. That's
I'm quite okay with... I struggle with the vowels, but and the consonants.
The bits in between.
February 1854.
So this is 5 years after he bought it.
When you say bought it. February 1854.
That's
living in an old house, I suppose one should not complain of odd noises. At least the stable cats seem to be keeping the rats down, though I wish the blighters would not leave bones lying around.
November 1856. Dreadful accident today. One of the workmen replacing a window in the long gallery fell from his ladder and broke his neck. No wind, ladder was sound, not a horrible mishap. Instructed Kendall that burial costs can be charged to my account. It's a bitter thing for a family man to enter a pauper's grave with no tombstone to his name.
Aww. What a hero.
December 1856. Sent a hamper to the family of poor Rudgard, who will be suffering after his death.
Oh, his family will, yeah.
Yeah, his family, yeah. I'm going to go, the punctuation is missing. Not on the parish, thank the Lord, as the sons have work. Asked Kendall to see about that apprenticeship for the older boy.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, so... He's a no-nonsense chappy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't... So he never mentioned... Saw a ghost in the pantry today. Licked the cheese, that sort of thing.
No such thing.
But the ghost, not me. There's a load of stuff in the attic that might be worth looking at tomorrow, maybe.
Lots of peculiar books and knick-knacks. And a hellhound. That's neat. Anything else we find in... We're in the library at the minute, aren't we? And we found the safe.
You found the family tree, which I think you had a look at.
Just next to the family bush.
Yep.
And a family shrub. Anyone want to elaborate on that little joke? No.
The family moss, family lichen.
Family lycanthrope. Oh gosh, I gave away.
The family subscribe.
The family tree traces the history of the de Villeray family back many generations. Prominent ancestors include the Welsh Lloyd family, on the maternal side, who first came into possession of Snarby Quarters, minor supporters of Charles II, and made a name for themselves as natural philosophers. The astrologer John Backhouse, the French theosophist Alain Diderot, and the notorious butcher of India, Captain Edward Keating, are noteworthy distant relatives. Nicolas de Villeray's brother Gordon and his wife Rosalind died young, leaving an orphan son, Gideon. Their deaths are not recorded on the chart, which does not seem to have been amended since 1800.
When do we think they died?
After 1800. I do know. I just need to find the date.
Given what the British Empire got up to without blinking an eye, they called this guy the Butcher of India.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have any children?
You've got to divert attention, though.
So there is a son. Is there a son somewhere then? Is that what that's saying, or do we know that he?
Well, Gideon's the one who got murdered.
Yeah, Gideon was the victim.
He's the one who was murdered, right? Okay.
So presumably he had no.
He had no family
issue.
Or
heirs.
Yeah. I can't remember if you investigated this. They died in 1827. You can easily.
What did they
find
die? But they both died together. The parents.
They died. If you want to find out, you probably could.
Parents.
If they died here, we can probably find out at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Parents died in 1827. How? Question mark. How old was Gideon then?
He would be young.
As in...
I do not think I have
a
specific age. A child. He is in his minority. So, you know, less than 35. I don't think it was 35. I think it's 21 at that stage. Possibly 25.
Young, anyway.
I should know. Hang on.
Didn't have hairs on his chest.
Age of majority, 21. 21.
So he was premature, you might say.
Indeed. He was 11, in fact, at that age. I have
11.
Put it somewhere else. He would be 11, yeah.
Alright. Okay, I'd like to know how the parents died, for the research purposes, for the book. Okay, well, nothing terribly suspicious there.
Do we know where the nearest place is? I can't remember now.
The nearest place?
Where we got off the train, wasn't it?
Yes, it was... Saxelby.
And did it have a church or not?
Oh, it definitely have a church. Stowe, the village of Stowe has a church, and that's only 10 miles away.
Is that the closest?
Is that the closest? Because that will denote which parish this was in.
Yeah, it will be in the parish of Stowe.
Okay.
I've foolishly put away my white guide to Lincolnshire. Where with me. I am not, in fact, sponsored by White's 1856 Lincolnshire, but I should have been.
I thought you were going to say White Supremacy for a minute. But,
yeah,
neither are you sponsored by
I'm White. Also not... Yes, I would like to make sure that's very clear. But yeah, the parish is the parish of Stowe.
That is one of the few sponsors we would not consider.
Mm-hmm. And you did identify... George Atkinson is the reverend.
Oh, yes. I was planning to take shameless advantage of our shared profession.
Mm. So you should.
So what time of day is it?
That's a good question.
We haven't slept here, have we?
You haven't slept, no. You travelled up from London.
Yeah.
So, as I'm probably getting on for lunchtime, I guess.
Okay, so presumably he has staff. DH staff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you've
we should
met the
probably
staff.
Go and have some lunch and have a chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Around this time, probably Fiona will come and... good morning, sirs, ma'ams. There's a light lunch for you in the dining room.
In the morning?
No, it's lunchtime.
A brunch.
Really?
Hmm?
A sort of a lunchtime brunch. Or
they keep country hours in these parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but country hours means breakfast at like 11. As late as possible so that you look posh to everyone else.
Breakfast at 9 p.m.
Absolutely.
You might have to show us the way, dear, seeing as we've not
Jane
quite worked
Austin
out where everything is yet.
Of course, ma'am. If you come this way, please. And have I put... Where's the map? I should really have the map open for myself. Have I done that? No. Let me open it. Map. So the dining room is number 13. Which is the... Yeah, the big room on the left. It is, does not, in fact, have a big number 13 on it. It's next to the billiard room. So you were just in the study. So you've been looking around to number 8. And she'll take you sort of round through this passageway. You go past the Great Hall and up to the dining room, which is a Jacobean room. Sort of lots of dark wood panelling. Fancy plaster ceiling. It's got just carved marble fireplace. There is a fire in there, and it has been properly cleaned. It's all dusted and so on. So this is one of the rooms they have got ready. Any of you who have an eye for any slightest eye for fashion, the carpet is clearly a fairly modern one that's been installed probably by the grandfather, but still. It's got, you know, crossed rapiers over the fireplace, you know, it's definitely a bit of that vibe. You saw some armour in the entrance hall, you know, there's that sort of thing. And there is a, as was said, a light meal, you know, tureen of soup. There's I'm playing Call of Cthulhu. I should really have planned what a Victorian meal would have been. But you have a quite Victorian meal available.
Involved usually.
It's only light meal. There are 12 courses.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the countryside. You know, it's a
pie.
Don't have it. Probably pies.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Green veg of some sort, maybe.
Gee, I need servant.
They charge extra for that.
Well, let us hope not.
You know, chitterlings, I don't know.
Well, that's about language.
No, that's peasant food.
It's
delicious, but it's peasant food.
Yeah, you're right.
June is probably rabbit.
Yeah, might well be some rabbit. It is hunting country.
Old rabbit, perhaps.
Oh, I like a rarebit. Can we have it? Or is that, you're not allowed to have a rarebit?
You've got to go to Wales. But, Talleyrand will, you know, serve things. He's had some adequate wine brought up, and obviously tea and so on. So.
Adequate. My goodness, this is
adequate
wine.
I don't think I've ever had a more adequate wine.
Yeah. As in, he's brought up some decent stuff because he had no confidence that anything that might be left in the cellars would be. So, he hasn't yet had a chance to poke around there.
He has a vinegar cellar.
Possibly, quite possibly. Or possibly it's all been drunk by the colonel. Who knows?
The
previous colonel. His grandfather.
Is ours a captain or a colonel?
Captain.
Not Benjamin. He is a captain.
So,
what do you make of the place so far?
Well, it's rather... it's an old house. I mean, I haven't seen any evidence of the supernatural.
A number of stories, but nothing to be given any credence.
Any house of this age will gather such stories as a rolling stone wouldn't gather moss.
They're quite right, yeah. I mean, you know...
Are you planning on living here?
Creeks and... Lincolnshire... but, you know, on the other hand, a quiet life away from the hustle and bustle of this... A look of pain is already creeping across his face.
Well, yes, it is a great deal cheaper, I agree.
It's a rather large house for a single gentleman, though.
He's not going to be a single gentleman for many months longer, which is why he's coming to inspect his properties to work out which of them he can afford to live in after the nuptials, basically.
He owns more than one, obviously, then.
Of course, yeah. He's got about three. You know, he's got a townhouse, he's got, you know, this, some other places in, you know, the far-flung, benighted regions. You know, Cheshire.
Cornwall.
Sort of. Oh, no.
You are obsessed. You know. Really obsessed.
But, maybe,
this
you know.
In the front line, John.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, you've got this ring. You sort of flash the ring around again, you know. I mean, that's a bit odd. Don't remember anyone talking about that before, but I suppose it might be a, one of the old family's heirlooms or some such thing. Various bits of paper and such forth. I mean, it does sound like there's a few peculiar things, but I suppose there would be over all those years.
Well, I suggest we'll have a good search round everywhere tomorrow. Including probably a quick look in the cellars and the attics.
Yeah,
Where did the murder happen? It was at the foot of the stairs, was it?
Yeah. Or the body was found at the foot of the stairs. They think it took place, you know,
then
on
I
or
sleep
near
there
the stairs.
Tonight, if the servants could set up a bed for me.
Yes, actually, we can set up some sort of cot for you, Professor. Perhaps
I'm more attuned to the supernatural than many of your average man.
Oh, of course, yes.
And certainly, yes. So, yes, if there's anything unusual in the ether, I shall...
Oh, you're going to be doing a bit of ether, are you? Just recreational.
just a spot of absinthe.
Yeah, I think I have a bottle or two somewhere.
Tart go fonder.
I think we'll soon find anything here that's out of the ordinary.
Well, if we carry on searching the ground floor after luncheon.
Yes, I think we've seen most of the rooms that are open, you know, but we can have a poke around. And then, of course, I've had a few places, you know, opened up, the bedrooms and so on, opened up for us to sleep in. Not all of them, of course, but, you know, enough.
Well, maybe we start looking at some of the ground floor rooms that haven't been opened.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Whatever you think best, you know. You enjoy your repast, which is fine.
What an adequate repast.
It is adequate, yeah. It's been prepared by a small and not particularly professional staff. But it's
fine. I'm happy with this, it's fine.
Yeah. What would you like to do in the afternoon?
Let's search the lower floor. How many? Is it two floors or is it more than that?
Yeah, two floors, cellar and an attic, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are no maps of the cellar or attics because they're kind of generic cellar attic. I'll be blunt with you. The main thing you haven't looked at on the ground floor is the... I think you've looked at the salon, the billiard room or the great hall.
The salon. I said everywhere in Plymouth, if you leave it empty for half a second, it becomes a hair salon. So that's what's happened here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's try the billiard room, shall we?
The billiard room is indeed a billiard room. It's
set up for a game, is it? Or
It will have been set up for a game. It's clearly. Looks like it was installed by the colonel. Again, looking at the, you know, the date, the little brass plaque from the makers in Lincoln. He's had it, you know, brought over. It's not been particularly heavily used.
Was in here because he didn't live here, did he?
He didn't live there. No, but he came down for, you know, a few weeks at a time. He was last there in. A date somewhere. When was that? Last year. He died in London last year, so he'd have been here probably this in the hunting sometime last year or the year before.
So he was, yeah, he's so quite a regular visitor. He didn't just abandon the place.
No. Probably came two or three times a year for hunting, shooting, fishing, or fine. Just to, you know, get away from people in town who wanted favours from him or whatever. Yeah. Oh, regimental dinner, is it? Sorry, I have to go and do some maintenance on the old place in Lincolnshire. Terribly awful bother. Sorry about that. You know,
you
that sort of thing.
Actually have to go and do it, though, in my experience. But yes. Yeah.
It's more convincing if you're not there, though, isn't
That's
it?
That's true. Okay. And he had a servant staff, presumably.
Oh, yeah. And again, he would hire in a few locals. Mildred and Edgar are probably people who worked for him.
Okay, so they're not completely new. So
they're not completely new, no. They would have been here occasionally. He probably brought, you know, a couple of people up from London when he was actually living there.
Well, it might be worth interviewing them, see if they've heard or seen anything. They seem fairly incredulous. Is that the right word? Not credulous. The opposite of credulous. Mm-hmm. Incredulous.
No. Hard-headed.
Hard-headed. They didn't believe in all this ghost
Simple
stuff.
Country folk. No, the opposite of that.
Idiots. No,
don't really hold with that. Yeah.
Oh, I think if you're talking sort of Machiavellian urbanites, aren't you? The opposite of simple country folk.
Oh, no. Circus folk. Carnies.
Carnies.
Smell of cabbage.
Yes.
Tiny hair.
So, the billiard room has. It doesn't look like it's seen heavy use. Obviously, seen a certain amount of use. It's in reasonable repair, possibly slightly moth-eaten. Probably need to get it get new bays. Otherwise, fairly orderly. I think obvious.
So I'm looking at the map, Shin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the door to the outside from number from 10?
The door to the outside from 10 is
there to be a door at 10, and there is.
Yeah, it's just because I haven't put it on the map. Okay. it's directly above the number 10.
Right. Okay.
That's into fine. The courtyard. Yeah. Good spot. I will make a note to fix that.
And also, you've not got a number 4. Bell passage isn't on the map. Yeah, we know that, don't we?
Yes, indeed. I have previously made a note of that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's bad luck in Japanese culture.
That's one.
Immersed as the colonel was.
So
now you've learned something.
So we've kind of. There's also a section between the stable and the house that you can't get to.
Again, assume that there is a
perhaps
door.
An unstable.
It's unstable, is it? Right.
Yeah,
good.
I threw this together very quickly.
No, it's fine.
Which, I mean, it took me like 2 hours. I threw it together. Assume there are
is we're
some
so
more
finely
doors.
Home to look for any sort of clue that perhaps...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the trouble. Say. If you're actually looking for clues and you spot something that's just, you know, a typo or something, you put far too much into it.
So we're currently in the dining hall.
Yeah.
Dining room. So we should probably go and have a look at the oak parlour and the great hall, whether they've been opened up or not, and the two rooms in between as well.
Yeah. So, you just looked at the billiard room. Don't think you looked at the salon yet. And then, the oak parlour and the billiard. They probably should have given you your lunch in the oak parlour. I don't know. Anyway.
No, it's fine.
Well, they're still finding their feet too.
That's true.
And we can do the billiard room and salon afterwards.
Yes, you've literally just done the billiard room. That's where you are.
Oh, okay. Is it?
You were just asking about the billiard room.
Yeah.
I was telling you it's a bit moth-eaten.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and set up for billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I imagine that.
But this isn't a shocking bad state, but the bones of the table are good.
Mm-hmm. Seems like decent work. It's just been not looked... It probably wasn't mothballed when they put it under dust.
There's bones on the table.
Well, yes, but...
Rat bones.
Mm.
Okay, room 15 then.
Okay, yeah, room 15 is... This is one that has been opened up again. It's the salon that I think the colonel mentioned using as a sitting room.
Okay.
It is... It's long, narrow. It's got big windows at each end, and where most of the most of this wing of the house is this sort of dark Jacobean stuff. This has got this, you know, rich blue furniture. There's the entrance midway through it, so it's symmetrical. And you enter opposite, there's this large, elaborate mirror on the far wall.
Uh-huh.
Elaborate mirror. Let's see. Can we see behind that, do we reckon?
You can have a look. When I say large, 9 feet tall, about 30 feet wide. Obviously not a single piece.
Okay.
So most of the wall that isn't window is this big mirror. It's got, you know, gilded frame, there's unicorns, there's cherubs, griffins.
The frame's got things in it.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. And a De Villeray crest atop it, obviously.
Oh, so it's an original, this survived the incident.
Mm-hmm. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah. Any sign of damage or anything?
Anyone got art or history that they would like to roll for me? Or any similar skill? Alberta, you definitely should have something.
Yeah, I've got appraise.
Appraise, that'll do. Yeah.
I don't know why I keep dropping out.
Mm. I've got history.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Have a go. The old fella.
Oh, 03.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you've seen one of these. Probably sold one of these.
Oh, John.
Oh, there's three of John now.
Yeah, I keep dropping out for some reason.
No worries, they'll just drop off anyway.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You don't have the doppelgangers breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
This is like the Prestige. He doesn't care
now
about his clones either.
This is actually...
Spoilers for the Prestige, sorry.
Yeah, also... spoilers for this scenario, also.
19 on history. Now, if I fail a roll,
mm-hmm.
it goes up by a number, doesn't it?
You tick it, and later it will go up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I make my roll, though. But yeah, it seems to be well.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Appraise.
History or...
Appraise, art,
or
history.
Art or something.
Yeah.
Well, I make my appraise.
You fail, you tick it.
My history.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. You've seen exactly this sort of thing. Frame, you're talking 17th century frame, looks authentic, no signs of damage. Even the gilding looks fine. The glass is clearly new. This is definitely not original glass. You would say very recent glass are probably replaced by the kernel.
Okay, I will mention this.
Yeah. Maybe it was tarnished, or maybe it was damaged.
Might have been broken, I suppose.
You've got, marble fireplace, mantelpiece, various vases, you know, there's a clock which has, they have wound the clock and it seems to be more or less on time. And the whole place is generally in decent condition, because it was the one the colonel was using a lot, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a few of the sort of books that you might have nearby if you're a sort of a military chap of a certain age.
On a hunting fishing type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the sort of the bookshelves in the corners.
To take over India.
Don't need to read those now.
I don't think you need to write that down.
Nobody needs to write that down. It's obvious.
Yeah.
God said so.
Besides, he's retired. I mean, you read that sort of thing before you went, surely. surely you would think about that before doing it.
No. You think you've got time to actually think about what you've done when you're older. You want a bit of, banal reassurance that everything's okay.
Yes, of course it was right. Yes,
if I'd had my
muscular Christianity, it was fully loaded Christianity. With the
if I had my time over again, I'd do it again, only with more Gatling guns.
A bit early for those, aren't we?
Not quite.
Well, Maxim gun, we might.
Oh, we're very early for a Maxim. I think Gatling was around in the American Civil War, but that's not true.
That's 69, I think.
Mm-hmm.
60 to 64 in the American Civil War, but
similar.
Arguably 60 to present day, but you know.
Oh, Lincoln was elected.
1862, it was invented.
Yeah, they just dragged in the rest of the world.
Hey! Not at all. Yeah. Anything you'd like to do in the salon?
Yeah, have a good look around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the basic details. Is there something specific you are looking for?
Well, I'm very curious about this mirror.
Yeah. Mirrors have been a thing.
Is it basically up against a solid wall with...
Well, I presume it's on the outside wall, isn't it?
Gate passage on the other side of it.
It's on the exterior wall. Appears to be just fixed up.
Sorry, by exterior wall, you mean the one leading to location one?
I mean...
The one leading to outside,
so the north wall.
Okay, so...
It's opposite the door.
Between the windows, as it might be, or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. So you've got basically windows at each end, the rest of, more or less, the rest of the wall.
Oh, I see what you mean, each end of that outside
wall.
Yeah,
at each end of that outside wall there are windows for light, and otherwise it's basically mirror.
Right.
Bit of a weird planning choice, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which compass direction roughly is this facing?
Roughly north.
Okay, so quite a pleasant room for... if I did some painting or drawing or something, that would be a good room for that. So.
Yeah, and of course, with the mirror, you know, you get lots of light, whether from the natural daylight, the light blue walls are going to reflect reasonably well. Though light blue walls might be a bit odd if you're doing art. They might affect the light somehow.
Have we seen any other mirrors, or is this the first one?
Yeah, quite a few. There were several in the entrance hall.
Okay.
Some in the dining room.
Dining room.
Billiard room.
Billiard room would have had a small mirror, but only a small mirror.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure it's much to go. We can have a search around the frame, see if there's any unusual. These things often have buttons or hidden passages or anything. Just have
to the outside wall, though.
Well, it might be a button that...
You just swing the mirror, ha-ha, and you find you're outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll have a search. Well, maybe. Have a search.
Yeah, give me a... I think it is search, in fact. Roll.
81. So no, but I'll take
95,
it.
No.
Okay.
I'm confused by the fact there's someone looking at me doing the same thing I do while I'm looking. That's because it's a mirror.
He's your deadly rival.
Yeah.
It's actually probably me and Zane are both sort of on either side of the door, and we're both doing this.
I can hear something.
It's
we failed to find anything.
You know, your pod and broke. Yeah, you don't. You find some things which are clearly. Parts of the design, you know, there's a bit. If you pull this cherub off, you can see how they've pinned two of these mirrors together.
I'm searching carefully for hidden levers, but a chap's got to draw the line somewhere.
Your Honour.
If you could perhaps search a little less vigorously.
As a form of angel, they are, of course, sexless. I mean, it's a little harder to remember that than the ones with the 10 burning eyes, but.
Okay, so that's probably for now exhausted the obvious parts of the salon.
Okay, shall we take our leave of the salon and walk over and round through the servants, sort of like, so that we just get a feel for the rooms, so we know which rooms are where.
As long as they don't mind us wandering through their quarters.
They're not their quarters, they're their working rooms.
The quarters are...
Upstairs.
Just the working areas, okay.
They just walk home, I think.
Oh, they don't stay here overnight?
Probably not.
Well, there are servants' quarters in the 23 as a servants' wing, but they might not stay.
Historical, I suppose.
Well, if you were reopened the house properly, you would probably have servants living in. Right. But there's probably not been a priority to get those habitable. So they'd probably just walk over from their home.
Yeah, so let's walk round... 2, 3, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Just their heads in the doors.
Yeah.
So we know.
Very much what you would think from, you know, servants' hall. You know, there's a little dining area. Again, they've given it a quick clean, but it's not been thoroughly cleaned. They're probably not using that really. There's not enough people to make it worthwhile. The dairy is definitely not in use. Kitchen and scullery will be. They'll be probably find Fiona washing up.
Covered in suds, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. myself.
You did give me a fright there, sir.
Confessions of a ghost hunter.
We're just acquainting ourselves with the.
Right, you are, sir.
I was about to say furniture in a sexy
scullery room, mate.
Change.
Shall we step outside and have a look at the stables?
Yeah, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as we're at this side of the building.
Yeah. You can certainly do that. Yeah, you step outside. It's reasonably pleasant afternoon at this point.
Oh, you child.
I'm sorry, it's the whole confessions of a ghost. I've just got pictures now of Nick's character going around. Bell, book and candle. Well, ding dong. So like mine.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, well, there's a name for an episode if ever I heard one.
I'll have to call it out during the episode.
Yeah. You go round to the stables.
Stables and tack room, I suppose.
Stables and tack room. Parts of it have been opened up. They haven't bothered, making room for, 12 horses or anything. But there will be the horses that Talleyrand is using for the carriage will be stabled there. They're chowing down on some fragrant hay. The carriage has been put away there. There's the occasional rodent skittering about.
Followed by a cat, presumably.
Eventually followed by a cat, yep. Mm-hmm. There may have been some kind of detente established.
That's not supposed to happen.
Never negotiate with cats.
I'm all for it, generally, but not in a situation involving rodents.
It's where they're all staring into the monolith together, but that's a different adventure.
Yeah, let's not.
Who has good hearing?
What?
Who has good
hearing? How would we know?
I don't think you have individual sense skills in
no.
this.
No. Do you have a good alertness?
Yes.
That's what I can do, yes.
No. 98.
You don't need to roll. But...
Oh, okay.
In that case, I won't tick my rotten shit.
Just whoever's high, really. 50. Then,
60.
Those of you with a high 50 plus, you hear a shriek from inside the house.
Oh.
And a crash.
Does that sound like Fiona?
I didn't hear that.
Hard to tell, but it certainly sounded like a person.
Back into the house.
Zane, everybody's running away from you. You're probably quite familiar with the sensation.
I'll run with everyone.
Yeah. You can certainly do that. It's very close because it's coming from that small... No, it's from that small staircase that is near the stables.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
What you find is there's a box of cleaning materials that's been kind of dropped and is strewn sort of down and around the staircase. But more importantly, Mildred Lowe is lying in a heap. And arms aren't supposed to be that shape.
Oh.
As in broken?
Do we have a doctor?
Yes. I don't know. Do you have anyone with medical training?
10%.
10%?
First aid 50.
There you go. You then.
There you go.
Not me.
I shall give that a roll and get a 38. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, you quickly... you
not broken bones, no.
Quickly start tending to her injury, making sure she doesn't hurt herself anymore. She's quite groggy. after the shock, you think. You hear, footsteps as Fiona and shortly followed by Edgar will also appear on the scene. Go, what's going on? What's happened? What's happened? But they will, keep their distance since you are dealing with it.
Has she broken both her arms?
Just one. Yeah, left arm.
Okay.
Does it look like she fell coming down the stairs?
Yeah, she's taken a tumble down the stairs.
Put her hand out.
Put her hand out to catch herself, or just fallen headlong, possibly, looking at how far some of the stuff has fallen. Okay. So it could have been worse, you would say.
I'll make sure the kettle's on and we will get some hot, sweet tea in her.
Mm.
Is it a fracture? Broken
arm? Yeah.
Can you deal with that, Reverend, or does she need to see a doctor?
Well, I can do what can be done here, but really short to get more
Edgar,
more,
do
more
you
than
want to
expensive treatment?
Edgar, do you
the
want
the doctor
to
in
call,
Saxelby?
Do you want to come go and fetch the doctor?
I'll do that.
Take one of the horses and go fetch the doctor.
Isn't there a boots boy or something?
No, the young one is Fiona.
Okay, well, so you can't. It's 10 miles. Okay.
She's not much for horses.
Well, thank God for that.
I'll go, sir. I'll be back as soon as I can, sir.
Quicker than that. Go on.
Right, yeah, sir. Yeah, he's obviously quite shaken by this, and we'll go and head towards the stables and start prepping one of the horses.
Is that sorry, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't prepping is
sorry
just...
enough.
Saddling one of the horses,
tagging
and
up.
Shortly we'll head off at a steady pace, probably a bit faster than really should be if you want the horse to be in good condition by the end of the ride, but
it's not that far to go. He'll be fine.
Well, if he's got to go to Saxelby, it's about 10 miles. So,
that's quite a way then, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably the closest doctor is going to be Saxelby.
Dr. Saxelby, eh?
But, okay, yeah, what would you like to do? Hot sweet tea is being made, as you said.
Get some brandy in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of just keep her as comfortable as we can now, avoid any further damage.
Yeah.
When she is a bit recovered, can we ask her what happened? Not straight away.
Yeah, of course.
Sip of the tea for...
She'll come round a bit, recover. She looks at her arm, wishes she hadn't,
Health is on the way. Do not worry, madam.
She has banged her head. She doesn't particularly remember exactly what happened. She remembers falling.
If only she were a rich widow, this would be perfect.
This would be perfect.
Unfortunately, it's not. It's a housekeeper. Or cook.
She's married to Edgar.
Edgar's the one getting it.
Yeah.
Unless they coincidentally have the same surname.
I mean, they could be brother and sister, but
they
are in fact married.
We just call them free widows in our profession.
Yeah. She sort of assumes she tripped over something. Maybe a cat.
It seems to be a bit of accident. It's an old house, I suppose.
It seems to be in reasonable condition otherwise. Suppose we should take a look. Maybe there's
go and have a look at the stairs.
There's a squashed cat as well, or a broken stair or some such thing.
Might be a stair,
sort of snag sticking out or a slippery patch.
He'll take his cane to prod at stairs before as he starts going up in case of any. There's no obvious obstacles. One of the stag's heads on the wall
is...
Is
or something, a bit, no, I'm just joking.
There's not. There might be a bit of antler. One of the stag's heads is sort of askew and has sort of mostly come off its thing.
How did that
might have hit it as she was falling down.
I would have hoped it was higher than that.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for anything else in particular? Stair rods seem to be fine. The carpet is not obviously shiny or
wrinkled or
covered in glue or anything. Covered in glue? Covered in goo.
Where was it? Do we know where the fellow rod guard who fell off his ladder? We don't know where he was.
Not immediately. You could probably find out what was being done. There might be something about that.
Maybe that's not something to worry about at this specific moment in time. But
something to consider.
Alberta, given you've been a bit suspicious about this array, the stag's head is quite close to the mirror mounted on the turning of the stairs.
Have a look at the mirror. Don't know. Have a good look round the mirror and the stag's head. Does the mirror move?
I mean, it's you know, on a hook, a couple of hooks. You can wriggle it. It's not in great condition. It's cracked. So it's probably needs replacing at some point. But
have a quick look behind it.
The obvious. Yeah, you can take it off. There's nothing secret hidden. There's nothing written on the back or anything. It's probably something. It's probably like a maker's mark.
But that's it.
But nothing obviously. No, obviously evil secrets. Bloodstained daggers, etc.
We don't want evil secrets. No, actually we do. Now I think about it.
Take the stag's head off the wall as well, then, because obviously it's going to fall off, isn't it? So.
Yeah. As you do that, you'll see this kind of some threads of cloth cloth caught in it. So it looks like probably she did catch on it as she was.
Do they match what she's wearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the possibility of really exotic zoonosis here.
Go further up the stairs.
Hallucinate it, that'd be like fast acting to it.
And then turn around and come down and just try and see what might have happened.
So
in order to be able to hit the stag's head.
Mm-hmm.
We know where she was. We know one of the spaces she passed through.
Yeah. She was carrying, you've seen the box, she was carrying a box, fairly full with this sort of stuff. She wouldn't be able to see the ground very well, but still, a bit later. Yeah, she got a decent view. But it's not like she wouldn't have been able to see anything. You know, it's just a decent size sort of box, and she's presumably used to doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
She could have been startled by seeing herself in the mirror, possibly, and kind of.
What can you see in the mirror as you come down the stairs? What's behind you?
Behind you is basically the rest of the room.
The rest of the wall, presumably, the staircase.
Yes, it'll be down the staircase. So as she's positioned, you come round the turning, you'd see the mirror. Or see basically the staircase. In fact,
so you see a staircase in front of the railing. The mirror yourself is just the wall that you stood in front of, basically. There's nothing
basically.
On that wall.
Nothing.
I mean, she's not very used to the house. Did it have a cover on it, the mirror, before?
No, I don't think they did.
Doesn't look like it. Or if there was, that maybe they were taken off when they.
Yeah, I mean, how many days have they been here? Not.
At least a week, because that's how long you had to prepare.
Okay.
But he probably engaged them a bit before that, if they've had time to tart up several of the rooms.
So she should be used to the place by now.
It shouldn't be a complete shock to that there's a mirror there.
Okay.
Maybe she just caught her foot.
maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. Could
have spotted a cobweb or something.
Yeah, heard the doctor's the professor's voice and recoyed in horror. Who knows?
We're all flustered.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you putting her to drink her tea?
Oh, in the nearest room, which would be the study, presumably.
Yeah, probably the study. Yeah. Yeah, sticking her in the vestibule seems a bit much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a comfy chair in the study, isn't there, so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although we don't know what the room is that's right next to the bottom of the stairs.
That's a room with a purpose, which I have not thought out. Okay. Assume it's not very... There's no real furniture and stuff in there, so it's
so we'll put her in
disused.
The study then, because we know that's got a chair in it, and we'll make her comfortable.
Yeah, there's various, you know, tables where you can put the tea for her, you can... Etc. Do you want Fiona to stay and look after her while you do stuff? Do you want to?
Yes, I think so. Mm.
That's not leave her alone
there's
anyway.
Much more to... Yeah, yeah. But I don't think there's much more point to staying with her.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ambrose should be back soon with the stuff from town, the food he was getting, so.
Okay. No, well, I have. Sorry to hear that. Obviously, you may have the afternoon off.
yeah. You're not even her employer.
Yeah, it is already a half day.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, it'll be counted. All right, should we move on to the next floor up?
No, we've still got rooms on here to do.
Okay.
You have.
11 and 12.
Southwest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out what... Rodgard was doing when he fell off the ladder. Are you just going to have a read of that?
Yeah, go for it.
We've not got that information, though, have we, yeah?
No, we know that... I'm just looking at the diary of the Colonel, because he mentioned it.
Well, we'll go in...
Replacing a window in the long gallery. Is that this room with the big mirror?
No.
No, that's the salon. The long gallery is 26 on the first floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's upstairs, the long gallery.
It's the long room.
The long room along the front of the building.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it is above that one, but...
Directly, but okay. Well,
yeah.
Something.
Okay, so 11?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is, or perhaps was, is more accurate, the Great Hall. This is the Tudor sort of, you know, core of the place. Probably the first bit built. Core. Panelled as massive, you know, big arched roof with massive oak beams, huge brick fireplaces to keep it warm because obviously, you know, insulation wasn't really so good then. It probably would have had chandeliers, which have been taken down at some point for safety.
You never want a fools and horses situation, do you really?
Walls are all panelled over. It's somewhat neglected. You can't imagine it's been used very much in recent decades. It won't have been cleaned up properly now.
Still covered in dust sheets and things.
Yeah, dust sheets. There's extra furniture has been kind of dumped here, also covered in dust sheets to just be out of the way somewhere.
I'll lift a couple of dust sheets to see what's under them.
Yeah,
just to get an idea of what level of furnishing we're looking at.
Yeah, you've got so quite a bit of old Tudor. There's a Tudor bed. Which you know, why not? You know, might find use for it one day. There's various, extra chairs for things. There's armchairs and little tables that would probably have been in some of the rooms that are boarded up. That's a shut up. The windows are also mostly boarded up.
Boarded
little footprints in that. Boarded.
Interesting.
Probably both. Shutters will have been closed.
Okay.
Maybe to protect the glass, but yeah. Little paw prints of various sizes. Cobwebs, Well, you could, if you spent any time around nature, you'd be out these bird droppings. Anyone got some kind of natural history type thing, which is not an official skill in Victorian Cthulhu Eternal? I don't know why.
No, it's not. Unnatural is, but not natural.
Yeah.
No, I just defaulted from theology.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be, you know, parish priest or something, you've got to, you know about, you know, the wildlife of the Green Lanes and so on.
I have firearms, which is how I interact.
This is very, very, very similar. Yeah,
I was out walking in the lanes yesterday when a bird crapped in my eye, and you know that made me think about God.
Absolutely.
I said so very loudly.
give me an awareness in that case.
Okay.
Alertness.
Alertness. Sorry. Yes.
Success.
Oh my God! I rolled 14.
No, I missed it by 4.
Ticket away, you know. There's at least 2 nests, if they can be called such, up in the eaves. So they've obviously found somewhere to squeeze in around these various shutters and so on.
I like these beams and stuff in here.
It's big beams.
There might be some more gaps for them to nest on.
That's true, yeah. This room is in need of some serious attention if it's going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next room round. This ice pop is very cold, but very tasty.
The oak parlour. The oak parlour.
Okay.
Oak parlour.
Is there plum in oak by any chance?
You'd be astonished, I'm sure. Oak parlour, where I put notes, what oak parlour. I mean, it that pretty much describes, you know, what there is to find.
A parlour.
It's a parlour with panelled with oak. Again, it's Jacobean type stuff. It's probably used for cards or smoking or some combination of the two at one point. Or possibly meetings of, you know, local, a slightly more private place for local Illuminati, to meet out of the Great Hall at one point.
What are the chimneys and fireplaces like in these two rooms?
Completely normal for Tudor. I assume big.
Big enough for cooking in there.
Quite wide in them.
Probably would have been big enough for cooking, yeah. I mean, it's possible the room's changed its purpose over the centuries, so it might have been a chimney at some point, been a kitchen at some point, especially in the early stages of the house.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the sort of place where you would have meetings around a massive table and plot treason against the king, that sort of thing.
Great. Priest holes, anyway?
Ask a kid when he last saw his father and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're almost certainly priest holes, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is very much the sort of house that would have had priest holes.
Oh, Catholics, were they? Well, obviously, without a proper exorcism, they're completely...
It doesn't taint the whole house for generations. Sorry, I'm asking the wrong...
It's wrong game. Wrong game. Ancestral taint, you say?
Okay. Well, if there's nothing, we'll search it. We'll have a look around.
Yep.
Is there anything to find in there?
Loads of knickknacks. 22. Loads of knickknacks. It'll be the older equivalent of little China dogs. Sort of stuff. Quite a few books, perhaps more of the you want to be seen to own these books rather than the you actually read them. Some paintings, supplies for plying people with brandy, you know.
Okay.
This sort of thing.
Alright, we'll go back and check on Mildred. Matilda.
Yeah.
Mildred.
You head back out the parlour. Give me an alertness roll. Why not?
No,
I love alertness rolls.
That's a bad fail.
03 again.
89 is worse.
Yeah.
A double is bad in him, or good in Freedom Eternal.
That's critical success or failure.
Critical success.
Critical failure.
So was that a critical failure?
That was a critical failure.
Okay. You are, in which case you see and are somewhat startled, but perhaps excited as well, to see a genuine, perhaps supernatural, exciting, or maybe completely mundane.
No.
There definitely were not bloody marks on the carpet when you entered that room. Now you've come out back out into the corridor.
Bloody marks, all of
them. Yeah.
Ah. Stop, everyone.
What?
And I would I'll sort of raise a finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then dramatically point it
at the floor
down to the bloody marks on the carpet.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of you had noticed this.
What, your finger?
No, the marks. The bloody marks. Is it fresh blood?
Okay.
No. They weren't there when we went in, surely.
So somebody else is in.
Is it fresh blood, Jim?
Would you like to have a look?
No.
Yes, please. Yes.
you can dab, a finger or shoe or something in it.
Hang on.
And,
I didn't say have a.
Well, how are you? So you're going
to how would you like?
To, hand?
How
is
would you
it
like? To,
liquid or is it?
Yes,
dried
it
up?
Is. It is red. It is.
Is there a
properly
lot of
red?
It?
Not a lot. It's.
Is it drops? Is it a drag or is it?
More of a drag. Smudge. A small. More stuff, but actually, now that you're looking more carefully, more of a trail
leading from where to where,
leading north along this passageway. Kind of occasionally on the carpet, there's occasionally some low smears along the wall, the sort of a few inches off the carpet, sort of
as
height.
If something has crawled along. Oh, this is what she tripped over, isn't it?
But this wasn't here when
we came
just
didn't
in.
See it.
I shall use an entirely original phrase that better not be.
Give me a sand roll, Professor Zane, for the sudden appearance of fresh blood that you've discovered.
Keep a note of that and mention it to all my writers.
since you failed your roll, you are somewhat shaken by this discovery.
I'm trying. This is why I'm being, obnoxious to try.
Mm-hmm.
This is one.
I have failed my sand roll.
You're failed. You lose 1 point of sanity.
44 sanity.
Would you like to investigate the mysterious trail of blood? It's not a leading question. You understand?
I'm going to head. So presumably, if they head in the long corridor, they must come from the short corridor to our right. Do they?
That would be.
I'm
that
going to
would
see if
logical.
I follow them back to the bottom of the stairs.
You cannot. What you can do is follow them to the long gallery, to the Great Hall.
Oh.
Wait. Okay. And there was no blood. We didn't notice any blood in there.
There was. Right. You didn't see a trail of blood when you were there.
Go into the Great Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any blood on the floor in there?
Yeah.
A lot.
There is a splash, and a couple of feathers.
A cat has caught a bird.
Pigeons.
Maybe.
One of the cats has caught a bird.
Well, that's the rational explanation.
Well, what else would it be? They're pigeon feathers. And we've seen cats.
One of the cats has caught one of the staff.
One of the cats has caught one of the staff. A cat has caught a bird.
We're
going
to have to narrow down these possibilities. One of the cats has caught another cat.
So, which...
I think the feathers are a clue.
A bird has caught a cat.
A bird has caught another bird.
So, which room doors are open... as you look down the long hall?
The dining hall door's open because obviously they've been clearing out the stuff from there.
Wander down the corridor into there. Do the blood lead in there?
Oh, look. The blood does, in fact, lead in there. And there isn't a cat. There is the mangled remains of a pigeon.
Okay.
Yeah. Very much remains of a pigeon. Very much not entire pigeon.
No, no, no. It's a pigeon,
something bleeding. It's been dragged along. Anyone who's picked. Anyone got this thing?
I suspect mostly comes under alertness.
Survival?
Yeah. No.
Search.
If you're looking at this trail, search would work.
Unsuccessfully.
6%.
I passed it.
37. Oh, wonderful.
Got it better.
Yeah, but between you, you'd notice a few things that are slightly odd. So you know, there's these sort of internal traces of blood, maybe where the it was bleeding or the bloody bits of it were scraped along. So on. There are a couple of places where the smears are more like a foot up the wall, which seems slightly unusual for a cat.
A pigeon would be trying to fly away, wouldn't it?
Presumably, yeah.
What are these feathers?
Pigeon feathers.
They are pigeon feathers.
Yeah, confident they're pigeon feathers. The other thing, for those of you looking at this, there's very little left of this pigeon. Yeah, I mean, given the amount of time you've spent looking, you'd be surprised if a cat had eaten most of a pigeon in that amount of time.
Did we hear
anything at all? I don't think so, no. Walls are quite thick on the Great Hall.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, big old Tudor stone. Okay. The other thing is that, you know, the bones are a bit crushed.
Maybe it was a dog.
Maybe it was a dog.
Do you think she might have fallen?
No, because it didn't. No, because they were. It was in the Great Hall, not the stairs.
Well, no, but it could have.
There's no
way, and then one of the cats comes and gets it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was more than one cat. Maybe one cat carried it, and the other one helped to eat it. Anyway, whatever it is, it needs clearing up and throwing out. I'll get Fiona to do it.
It really does.
So
let's
head back to see Mrs. Lowe and see how she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's probably whimpering a bit.
Give her some more brandy.
She's not particularly happy. But yeah, you dull the pain. What, you know, you send Fiona off to clean up all the blood as you,
and the pigeon. Yeah,
and the pigeon as you make the excuse of tending to Mrs. Lowe. She's otherwise okay. She's worrying about Edgar, she says, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry, you know, all this trouble, Mr. Talleyrand, and all this sort of thing. And it's very grateful for your assistance. It's probably starting to get towards twilight. By the time anyone will return, just basically 10 miles, and probably the doctor will come in a carriage.
Mm.
So it'll be a bit faster.
And Edgar can be in the carriage with him, and therefore his horse can just trot along.
Who's keeping an eye out for the doctor?
Nobody.
Well,
nobody?
None of us, really.
You don't have to, I'm just curious.
Have a smoke outside, get the old pint out. Stretch my legs a bit, to be honest. Think a little bit on what we've seen, see if we can get these clues to come together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of clumsy people involved in this, which is how it sounds a bit weird.
Something.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, a lot is.
I mean, there was that fellow that fell off that mirror, for example. Fell off the ladder that you were reading about. She presumably ran the front of the house.
That's only two accidents.
The murder, yeah, there's the murder.
To characterised as an accident or clumsy, particularly.
Yeah.
You know, it depends if you're a good enough player.
Yeah. One might, you know, being generous, one might accidentally kill one's best friend, but one rarely accidentally eats them.
That's very true.
In a frenzied attempt to blunt his best friend's knife, he repeatedly threw his body onto the ice.
I'm going to get Fiona to light the lamps.
She is happy to. The house is getting a bit creepy as it becomes.
Presumably, we're going to have to check which are our bedrooms where we're staying for the night.
Yeah, so she does know, so she can tell you, and she can show you up to them. It's certainly fine to leave Mildred for long enough to show you the rooms. And your stuff has been taken up by Edgar.
Okay.
You hear the trotting of horses as the carriage approaches. Carriages enter the the courtyard.
Still haven't been in the attic.
Yeah.
Edgar will, spring out and followed more decorously by a gentleman with a large doctor's bag. Well, seems to be the trouble here then.
The doctor's bag. It's inside. Doctor.
Horatio Phelps.
Phelps Howard. Benjamin Howard.
Ah, charmed, charmed.
Through. I'm only visiting, but I was here when the poor woman threw herself.
Broken arm, I believe?
Well, so I'm told. It's very hard to tell.
Could tell you a few stories, actually. These country folks.
Wouldn't want to tread on your toes, of course, but as a mere layman, I feel that a broken arm does seem likely.
So someone's had a look. That'll be yourself, Mr. I'm sorry, Reverend?
Yes.
Mr. Reverend.
Not a bad attempt at all. Not a bad... Yes, good. Kept it stable.
Had to do a bit of patching up in British Matabele land, you know how it is.
Yes. Nasty business, I'm sure. Let me see what I can do now. If you just... may need to administer some brandy? No, I see you've already done that. Excellent.
Maybe she could have that. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind a snifter, actually. His medically trained nostrils judge the appropriate intoxication level of the patient.
I know, they aren't making the pudding anymore.
Well, let me see. And he starts taking a look and, carefully unwinding... And lays out various terrifying looking instruments, which is, part of the job.
None of which he's going to use.
Powders and so on. No, but, one must make an impression.
It's all psychology.
Yeah, each instrument you costs a shilling. That's how it works.
We're not paying the bill, so it's fine.
Absolutely, yeah. Talleyrand will cover it, I think. He starts tending to the patient. He'll ask a few questions about, what did you see? Was there any sign of she had some sort of fit, attack of some kind?
We think she just tripped coming down the stairs. She possibly banged her head. She wasn't very sure.
Rather a bruise coming up. It's going to be tender in the morning, but, it starts doing period appropriate medical tests, which is probably saying, "You alive, woman? Yes, good, jolly good."
Chew on this willow stick.
Exactly.
Have this glass of laudanum.
Have this glass of laudanum and just bite this lever while I.
Nothing too serious then.
Yes. Now, this might hurt terribly.
I don't know if any of you are trained medically.
To those of you with medical training, actually, possibly the Reverend, possibly Zane, considering some of the circles you may move in. Gosh, that's rather a large glass of laudanum he's giving her.
All the better for it.
Yep. He administers the draught, of course. Yes. And she sort of settles into more of a stupor, and he starts plodding. starts prodding, and eventually this. Now, some chaps are a little sensitive to this part of the operation.
I'll pull up a chair.
Yes, there follows the bit where he realigns the bones.
Oh, gee, oh no.
The crunchy
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
The very crunchy
oh, yeah.
bit.
Oh, so okay. crunchy.
Oh.
Yeah. No, another 3 or 4 degrees.
Oh.
Bucket's over there, Professor. But eventually he is satisfied with the angle of her arm, and he will
splint it.
Well,
because that's about all they do.
Splint it, absolutely, yeah. Splint it, bind his splints to it. Probably, you know, recommend some tinctures
laudanum.
Or something. More laudanum, obviously. Now this, I rather think this poor woman needs to get to bed, or well, possibly a chair. Considering this arm,
chair's good enough for her.
Yes.
I'll get to find somewhere.
Yeah, they can indeed put her up in. They can either sort out one of the servants' rooms, or you know, the old servants' rooms. Or I mean, they could go home, but it's a bit of a walk at this point. Yeah, it's getting dark. They find a room where she can be.
Well, her and her husband and Fiona's going to have to stay as well. Yeah. And where's the boy with the shopping?
Yeah, of course. Not so. So what do you miss? Ambrose? No. But,
well, where's the man?
An old fellow who should know better, he is.
The shopping?
I don't like you know, miss. He should have been better. He will drink. I've told him before. I've told him he can't be. Can't be going to the pub. It's ungodly.
Well, it's not.
But I mean, even himself.
Here's a little wine for thy stomach's sake.
Yeah, but you know all this going to the pub. But I mean, you know, he has a tipple, but he should be back by now. Should be back hours ago.
How far is the pub in town, or is it
it's
on the
10 miles back to the village?
It's in the.
Did you not see him while you were there? The cart. When you were getting the fetching the doctor?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any sign of him.
Hmm.
Has this happened before with Ambrose?
It's not completely unknown, but it is.
Well, I'm not racing into town.
I'd expect him to be a bit more punctual with the you know the new master.
How essential are these supplies? It wasn't.
It's not. It's not crucial, you're not gonna, you know, it's household necessities.
No kippers for breakfast, it's an emergency.
Yeah, exactly, you know, vegetables, you know, milk, firewood, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna race back to town for it.
Yeah, I mean, probably he's had a bit too much to drink and then he's decided to sleep it off at, exactly.
Yes, but then the horse would bring the cart home, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
Or he's nodded off in the corner.
As well.
Also, wouldn't be the first time, sir. He's a generous drunk, is Ambrose.
Well, as long as he's not given all the shopping away, all the supplies.
Oh, probably not.
I can't imagine Mr. Talleyrand being impressed if that's happened.
I don't imagine it for a moment, ma'am. No, we can only hope that. Well, we should probably be putting up the shutters for the night if.
Well, we need an
fairly
evening
soon.
Meal.
It's getting. Of course. Myself and Fiona, Goodnight. We'll get onto that if that's right with you.
Certainly.
We were preparing a few things.
I'll check in on your wife. And make sure she's comfortable.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's a weight off my mind.
Well, I still think you should do it as well. I mean,
in between the stew, yes, sir, yes, of course.
When you've
made the doctor will hang around for a bit, and you know,
well, he can eat with us
if
he
wants. He's every intention of eating
exactly.
with you. Don't worry. Yeah, yeah.
It's
absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, you know, he'll while you're waiting, it'll be about another hour or so.
Tell us about the house. How long's he been the doctor in the Oakle area?
Oh, a while, yeah, quite a few years. He's you know, he's not one of these fancy city doctors. He's got a modest business in the in a fairly small town, so he's not moving around a lot. To some extent, yes. But no, I mean, he's not that bad, fine.
He's not that bad.
He's fine.
Off as a large town, but after 10 years,
it's a small village.
Diligent service, yes, doing a bit for population control. Yes, indeed. Part-time doctor, part-time real estate, and undertake to diversify one's portfolio. Yeah, you know, yes, of course, it's got quite a bad history, you know, that the family it had before Talleyrand's, rather a bad lot, as I understand it, dabbling in all sorts of, you know, deviltry.
I thought that was the villain, have I got my names wrong?
That's
the ones before Talleyrand.
No, they
will do it. We try to teach them. If you go to mess around with supernatural, the spirits need a professional. But no.
Do you happen to have rumours about what happened to the parents of Gideon?
Oh yes. It's very very sad. Drowned. Yes, they were. Ship went down with all hands, or no, not quite all hands actually. With most hands. No. Turn off this alarm. If you want to have a look for... What is that one called?
We don't know.
Not that one. Obituary of the
Day. I just happen to have it in my pocket here.
Yes, always carry clippings from the Times.
The obituary of Gordon and Rosalind de Villeraigne at sea near Lincolnshire on the 4th of July, aged 38 years. Gordon de Villeraigne and his wife Rosalind, aged 31 years. The loving couple perished in an accident to their yacht, White Dolphin, which also took the lives of two seamen and a maid. A surviving sailor has been consigned to the asylum at Lincoln. They have a son and heir, Gideon, in his minority. The estate will be stewarded by his uncle, Nicholas de Villeray.
Why does a sailor consigned to an asylum?
That's funny, isn't it? Is that not for a minute?
Well, no, it's odd.
Quite tragic.
1827. It is, like, yes. No chance he's still alive, is there?
Might be. Sailors are a hardy lot.
Yeah, they also die young.
Yeah, well, sometimes it is.
Well,
yes, yes.
Young or old. Well, into his 80s or 90s by now.
Well, it's in an asylum. Possible. They may have some records.
Mm.
I wonder if it might be worth it.
If he's still in the asylum.
I suspect he's dead.
Can we give him
no telephones.
Give him a telegram.
No, you'd have to go 10 miles to get the nearest.
Oh, fucking hell.
That uncle was that was the very bad sort. Got up to all sorts of yes, indeed.
The uncle,
yeah. Oh yes, yes. So absolute blackguard, yeah. Cheating.
Nicholas de Villeray.
Nicholas de Villeray. Yes, yes. The uncle who. Took over the estate. In fact, would you like another handout?
Always.
Yes, we have achieved handout satiation.
Late in the day for a handout.
Gossip concerning Nicholas de Villeray.
Gossip. Gossip. Folklore illustrator. Gossip.
I always wondered what was in a doctor's bag. It's absolutely stuffed full of.
Okay, Nicholas de Villeray was the blackguard of an otherwise a merely reputable family. He cheated so extensively at cards and dice that not a host or gambling hall would stomach him, and reneged repeatedly on debts of honour. In Cheshire, that's quite a way away, he fathered bastards on his servants, then threw mothers and children alike into the street to starve. Though often charming, he trespassed wilfully on neighbours' land and threatened with violence anyone who complained. In fact, at least one death was vaguely attributed to his evil influence. He swore at ladies, blasphemed, and made enemies of all his neighbours, first in Cheshire and then at Snarby Court. Despite the passage of time,
there are
lingering rumours that he was a heretic and even a would-be black magician. More likely, he was simply a wild man subject to fits of frenzy sparked by strong drink.
So everybody's a heretic if you look hard enough.
Well, they're heretics to someone, aren't they?
Thank you, Spanish Inquisition. Oh, sorry, wrong religion. I do apologise. So Nicholas de Villeray lived...
At Snarby Court.
Oh, yeah.
When Gideon was a child, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
But Gideon didn't have any... He was an orphan. Was Nicholas still alive when...
Gideon died.
Parents died.
Yeah.
So did he become like...
He is the younger brother, in fact, of the older brother who drowned.
So what happened to Nicholas de Villeray? Presumably he looked after the...
Gideon.
Or
boy, yeah.
It was assumed that he would.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he did.
Well, he did.
The fact that he was a bastard.
He did. That's why he lived at Snarby Court, because he was looking after the boy.
Well, we don't...
You know he looked after the boy to some extent, because the boy was later murdered.
The boy is Gideon.
He did a great bang-up job of looking after... But also, Nicholas didn't then inherit Snarby Court.
Doesn't appear to have done that, because Gideon would have inherited it.
Right, so Gideon inherited it from his father, who died in the boating accident, and something else that sent a sailor mad enough that he had to be consigned to an asylum. His younger brother Nicholas looked after the boy, and he was a bit of a bastard,
and
nobody liked him, and he lived at Snarby Court.
But for some reason, when he had other, like, wards, he had no interest in looking after them.
When he had his own children.
Presumably because he wanted Snarby Court.
Yeah, maybe he thought he would inherit after the death. Maybe he killed Gideon in thinking he'd inherit.
Have we seen any evidence that he married?
No.
Nope.
He
didn't marry, did he? He had bastards with his servants.
Well, it doesn't preclude him having...
No, it doesn't. Maybe...
No, there is no evidence that he did.
Given the behaviour and the degree to which it was known in society, he would have had trouble finding a wife at his own station. But
There are ways and means. Foreigners, for example.
We need to know what happened to
So we need to know what happened.
I would never.
No member of our royal family would ever do such a thing.
I'll ask the doctor. Does he know what happened?
Yeah.
To him?
What? Yeah.
After Gideon died,
I recall. Before he came to some sort of bad end in, over in France, I think?
Nicholas did.
Well, everyone comes to a bad end in France.
Yes, and then the young man inherited the place, lived here for, very little time, actually. And then there was that...
Murdered.
Unpleasantness. Yes.
Sorry.
Remind me again, how old was Gideon when he died?
Gideon would have been 1846, and
Wandering Jew.
He was 11 in 20 something.
Sorry, Reverend.
Yeah. So he was 11 when his parents died, and he died in.
So he was in his 30s. So Nicholas went. Do we know when Nicholas went to France? Presumably when he became into his majority in 21. When Gideon reached his majority in 21, he maybe threw Nicholas out.
That would make a lot of sense. Does the doctor happen to know when that happened?
No, but he could describe it in those terms.
Yeah, let me find dates. In the 40s.
Oh, so quite late then. So he continued. Yeah, yes. Did he continue to live at Snarby Court while Gideon was? While Gideon owned it.
Oh yes. The boy was rather. I mean, not in thrall. They were not precisely on good terms, and the boy, I think, lived chiefly in London. To avoid the man.
Because of Nicholas.
Yeah. Once he was
that he is rumoured to be a black magician, and I know a lot about the occult and
absolutely
characters. Have I heard of the guy?
You probably have. Now that you're sort of reflecting back on it, it's like, this rings a bell. You know, the sort of shocking, just a bad lot type of black magician, rather than the, you know, I am erudite and charming and also to summon demons
I know a few people who actually is he like considered an actual magician, or was he a charlatan, or was he like, do you know, in the kind of circles that actually practice,
or just give me
your role.
96.
96. You don't remember enough to know. He's not someone you particularly took an interest in.
I know that.
Okay. You might well have access to more information through your contacts, but it's not immediately coming to mind. I mean, frankly, someone who mostly seemed to have holed himself up in Cheshire and then in the middle of nowhere in Lincolnshire is not probably going to be of great immediate interest. So, it's not that surprising.
Not a renowned, okay.
Yeah, like you said, it doesn't seem to be in someone who's, writing things, for example.
In the black magic equivalent of the Lancet.
Yeah.
Just the occasional IOU.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Occasional IOU signed with someone else's name. Yeah, as you discuss this, I've forgotten your name, John. Sorry, not yours, obviously, your character's name. Benjamin. You're kind of half listening to this. You glance out through the glass into the darkening outside, and you might have glimpsed a face.
Or is it your reflection?
Possibly. It's
because I have no mirrors or panes of glass in my own house. So
confounded by this possibility.
Oh God! I've just looked at the temperature.
The face swiftly slips aside.
Right, I'm going to dash outside.
Oh. Where have you gone?
Well, I'll come back.
Okay.
Given this person a damn good thrashing.
Crack on.
That's what I need. I feel better given some
thrashing. Yeah, I mean, it's possible that, you don't immediately see sign of anyone in this area. I mean, it's not that unlikely that, possibly a tramp or someone might have been peering in, seeing that the house was open up again, and maybe looking for a place to get a bit of food or something. But it's slightly odd.
Okay.
No sign of anybody.
Doesn't seem to be. It's not very much light at this point. It's night is really starting to fall. No, unfortunately, he did not bring the dogs up.
Fair
enough. Loose the barn cats.
Let loose the barn cats of war.
Yeah.
And cry.
Actually, you haven't seen them around for a couple of hours.
What the cats?
Yeah, maybe your attempt to exclude them from the house or...
If we go into the pub and there's the horse, Ambrose, and two
cats.
All we need is like a vicar, a rabbi, and an imam there.
Is that a good place to
probably
pause for tonight?
It's 9:30.
Aren't you being loud?
Yeah.
Oh, are you? Has somebody complained? Oh.
Herself. Okay.
Tell her to turn
I'm astonished.
Up.
You may.
She's on the top floor. I'm not giving I have no idea how she can possibly hear a conversation from here. But, yeah.
Well, you may now be silent.
Yeah, I will, because it's half past.
Yes, thank you, Shim. Nick, Friday might be warm for you, but that's the temperatures we've had here today. Tomorrow, we're expected to get 33 degrees. I am not happy about that. Yes. Yes, we are.
33?
Yes, we are. I'm not happy about that.
We need bloody to hell.
Fire the meteorologists and get some who'll give us better numbers.
We need to all move to Scotland. We need to all move to Scotland.
Yes.
It doesn't help. It really doesn't help.
It's cooler tomorrow.
You just get midges.
Friday is our 29th.
Yeah, I know. That's what we've had today. So
on Friday, I will be in an air conditioned car.
I can say to anybody is, if it gets too warm, head for your local supermarket. Aldi have particularly good air conditioning. I might mention.
I went specifically last
night after the gym because it was 28, 29 here, and I was like, I'm going to Aldi on my way home. Because I can walk around there for 10 minutes.
She's too hot, and she's from California.
Frozen prawns. I did not.
That's a typical Saturday night, isn't it?
I did not.
Thank you all.
Thank you very
much. I hope everyone survives, and we'll see you next week when it's cooler,
hopefully.
Hopefully
next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.